Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, welcome. Welcome to July. I hope you are having a beautiful day. This is Molly McCord. This is Conscious Cool Chic Radio, and thank you for joining me. It is a busy time, as always. We have a lot of energies going on right now, and I'm excited to share with you the astrological insights of the month ahead. We do this every month, the beginning of the month, and it's just a great way to know what is supporting us right now, what is incoming, what is unfolding, and how you can really make the most of it, because there's parts of us that need to plan, right, for the month ahead, and then there's parts of us that are always trusting and always having faith in what unfolds and what comes our way. So I hope that this show helps you navigate July. And it's a special month because we have two full moons plus a new moon. So that means three lunations in the 31 days of July. We also have many planets that are going to be retrograde, and that's significant too. So I'm going to talk with you about that. We also have some big what we call transits occurring as well. And transits are planets that are moving and they're making connections to each other as they move through the sky. And when they link up or sync up in some manner, their energies connect and are amplified. So I'm going to share with you a little bit more about those transits. So good stuff coming in this show. As always, you can follow along with this weekly program on Blog Talk Radio. You can just press, click on follow, and Blog Talk Radio will send you updates about the next show. One less thing you have to do. And you can also follow along or subscribe on iTunes, and you will have the next episode automatically downloaded to your device. So that's a great way as well to follow along and not miss a thing. The show has been going strong for over 3 years now, and I appreciate all of you who make the time to tune in, and I hope you're really getting some good information that is supporting your journey. So let me just dive right in because, oh wait, actually I have announcements. I'm so excited to talk about the month that I forgot my to-do list. Next week on the show, we're going to talk about new spiritual boundaries. Boundaries, always an important word, right? And the energetic boundaries of right now are different than they've been before. That's because we're in different energies, different cycle, different level of awareness, because you are different. And do you feel that? Do you feel I'm different now than I was even 6 months ago or a year ago, not to mention 3 years ago? So we require new spiritual boundaries. I'm excited about this topic. It's very important. This is actually going to be one of those channeled shows. In fact, every show I do for those of you who are new, is channeled. I have nothing in front of me. I have no notes. I don't know what's going to come through. I'm just trusting the guidance. And so that show, I feel, is going to be really empowering, because I know that many people are looking for confirmation of who they are now. And, you know, spirit and guidance definitely wants to give that to us. So that's going to be a really great, I can already feel it, it's going to be a really great topic, new spiritual boundaries. That'll be July 8th. And then coming up on July 15th, we have a wonderful guest, numerologist Allison Bogman is going to be here. And she specializes in soul numerology. I recommend her for a session. She has great insights, wonderful wisdom. And numerology, if you don't know anything about it, is yet another way for you to understand your own energy. And Allison has written a book that supports knowing your numerology better. This is one of those books that you would probably pick up and reference a few times. It's the kind of book where you come back to it and say, oh, right, what was that number for me in this area of my life, whether it's about relationships or challenges or your soul destiny. Allison's book is really good. And let me just give you that title of it in case you want to check it out now. It's on her website, visiblebynumbers.com. She's going to talk to us about the current cycles we're in, and what we are moving through at this time. And her book is called Speaking to Your Soul Through Numerology. So I look forward to having a great conversation with Allison on July 15th. So come on over and join us for that. And also discover more about your numerology. It's similar to, you know, astrology in the sense that it's another wisdom tool. It has lots of ancient wisdom. It has other ways for us to understand ourselves. Numerology and astrology overlap in some pretty cool ways. And I think it's just one more way for you to know yourself and your unique purpose better. So that will be great. And those are my announcements. So now let's go into July, this month. Here we go. It is July 1st. Today, and you may be listening to this after July 1st, but today, the first of the month, is a powerful day because we have a Capricorn full moon. Now, Capricorn is the sun sign that is we experience in January. It's associated with our New Year's resolutions or New Year's intentions, and so this full moon is about checking in with yourself about your 2015 intentions or resolutions. I actually prefer saying intentions because intentions are about moving energy forward. Resolutions focus on resolving something in the past. So intentions has a stronger energy signature. It has the ability to where you're directing energy forward instead of focusing on what already happened or something you want to redo or resolve. So that's the distinction for me that I share with you if that supports you. So the intentions for 2015. How is this year going for you? That's what this full moon is asking you to look at. How are your goals? What has to change? What has to shift? What is working? What is not? Capricorn is about achievement in the world and how we contribute, how we lead, how we connect with our own authority and our own power. And so when you're looking at these parts of yourself, how is that showing up for you? And are you claiming all that? And what has transpired in the past 6 months? So this full moon really pulls up these energies for us to look at within ourselves. And there's a lot of energy in this full moon. So let me give you a quick rundown. We have the Sun in Cancer conjunct Mars in Cancer. And so this is the energy of where you go for safety, home base, your emotional world, what has meaning to you. It's like your private inner world, and where are you honoring yourself? But with Mars here, there is an assertiveness, which can show up as emotional attacks or defensiveness on the negative side, the lower vibrational side. But on the high vibrational side, this really is important to me, and I'm going to go for it. This really pulls at my heart, and I'm going to assert myself and take the actions I need to. When Mars is in its strength, it goes for what it wants. And in Cancer, it needs to have that emotional connection to something. It needs to really have meaning. It's also motivated by growth. Cancer is about growing something, expanding it. But it comes from that emotional feeling base. It's actually connected with your heart chakra. Now, Mars is actually not too comfortable in Cancer because Cancer is associated with a crab. In Cancer, think of a crab. A crab likes to move sideways. So Mars in Cancer can be passive-aggressive. It can have trouble going for what it wants. So there could be that part of it that comes up too, as you think, well, I know what I want, but I don't know how to get there. And so I'm going to ask around. I'm going to talk with other people. Maybe you take a sideways path. But the idea is that you still find a way to move forward, and you're just consciously aware of yourself, and you're not resorting to defensiveness or passive-aggressiveness, which would be the unhealthy displays. So today we have this energy further accentuated by an opposition of the moon in Capricorn conjunct Pluto. That is some intense stuff, folks. That's some intense energy. Anytime the moon is conjunct Pluto, emotional truth. What do I really feel about this? And you know, it might not be pretty. It brings up the shadow stuff. It brings up where you feel like you're giving away your power. It can bring up where you need to be in better alignment with your own integrity. Capricorn requires integrity and discipline, also some restriction. So maybe it's a sense of, okay, I can't do everything, but I can focus on this. I can focus on this one thing that is my truth right now that really matters and makes me feel powerful. So what we have being set up in this full moon is the sun conjunct Mars opposing the moon conjunct Pluto. And any astrologer will tell you, wow, okay, do not get in any battles today. And watch for power struggles. Watch for anything that has the potential to be a little bit volatile. And just have the consciousness that you don't have to go down that path. However, the best and highest expression of this energy is that it moves you forward. And you claim what you want, you claim what's important to you, and you have greater clarity. Now this energy, this full moon here, is also squaring the nodes. So we have the north node in Libra, which is teaching us how to participate and contribute to healthy relationships. It's showing us that partnerships have value, and how are we practicing healthy relationships in our lives. And then it's also squaring the south node in Aries, which is all about the karmic wounds around the shadow masculine energy, which is going to war and over-asserting oneself and going to battle in an unnecessary way. Now, how are we releasing our egos, parts of ourselves that we really, the false ego, the part that we don't want to carry forward. So we have all these energies, right? And you could be thinking, oh my gosh, what does all this mean? Well, here's what it means if I were to be succinct. This is really helping you check in with yourself about how you have grown in the past 3 years and how you are claiming who you are now and you are walking your talk. How you have greater clarity about your own levels of integrity, responsibility, authority. You're not giving it away. You're not putting things out there. You're not a victim. Instead, you're saying, this is who I am now. And anything in your life that comes up between now, July 1st, for the next week, is showing you where you can get a little bit perhaps stronger, clearer, or more powerful in that area of your life. And I'm saying the next week or so, until, say, July 7th, 8th, 9th, because what happens is that these planets that are active in this full moon are setting off other key points that we have been working with since 2012. So the week ahead is a check-in point for you about how you've grown, how you've evolved, how you're different now, and where there's more to be fine-tuned and worked out. So that's why it's a big time. We have these planets in Cancer, the Sun, Mars, and soon Mercury in Cancer that are all going to come in and work with that Uranus-Pluto T-square that we've been talking about. So I offer you this because I think it's important to have a bigger context about the cycles that we're in. You know, you can say, okay, just today's full moon has this energy, but I think it's helpful to put it into the bigger perspective of, and this is how it works with these other cycles and these other things we've been learning and how we've been expanding. But wait, there's more. There's more going on with this full moon. We have also the Sun and the Moon connecting really nicely with Neptune and Pisces, which is the reminder that we are spiritual beings having a human experience and that there is a bigger perspective that we need to trust, we need to have faith. How many times have we said that, right? And also forgiveness and compassion for each other, for forgiveness of where there is a wound or where you've felt hurt or betrayed by another. Compassion for other people who are learning and in lesson, which is all of us. And so this energy connects with the perspective of oneness, which can help move you through anything that comes up. And then we also have this beautiful Jupiter-Venus conjunction in Leo. And that means Jupiter and Venus are right next to each other, right on top of each other in the sign of Leo. And this is all about really expanding and accentuating feminine joys, receiving, pleasure, abundance, money, female relationships, creativity, feeling good, feeling confident. Also, vacation. You could just feel like you need a vacation. You want to kick back and take some time off. Jupiter and Venus are making this conjunction two more times in the next few months, in August and again in October. And so this energy is going to come back around, but this first pass of it, it just feels like summertime, whatever that might mean to you. It's in Leo, which is the sign of the sun and warmth and play. So what does summer mean to you? And I know that pertains to those of us here in the northern hemisphere, not those of us in the southern hemisphere. But looking at what that means to you and making sure that you're finding time to play and honor yourself and love yourself and really feel good about yourself. So that's yet one more energy here in this full moon. And it's a lot, but like I said, I feel that it's going to be in effect for the next week. So you have an idea of kind of where, what could pop up and what you can tap into. Now this takes us then to the next new moon, the Cancer new moon, on July 15th, and 16th, depends on your time zone. And this new moon in Cancer, it's at 23 degrees, and it has a lot of flow going on, a lot of healing energy. It is the sun and the moon in Cancer connecting with Saturn in Scorpio and connecting with Chiron in Pisces. It forms a grand trine in water, which is an elevation of intuition, flow, feelings, inspiration, expression. There's just tremendous healing potential. Healing those parts of yourself that maybe you struggled with in the past few years, you could feel a new peace, new self-love, self-forgiveness, forgiveness of others. All of that is really strong in the middle of this month. It also is helping to heal the mother wound. The mother wound, which you may have experienced either in this lifetime or other lifetimes. And this is going to help you see your mom in a different way, or even what it means to be a mom. That's because Cancer is associated with the archetype of the mother. It's about nurturing. It's about how we care for others, also how we care for ourselves. And perhaps if you've been carrying a mother wound, your mom wasn't what you needed. Your mom wasn't what you expected. Your mom didn't provide what you truly needed as a child or just as a person. You can open up and see her as a fellow soul and her lessons and what she's here to be working with. And it helps you to accept the role that she played in helping you grow. It helps you accept who she is with forgiveness and compassion. And it also helps you tune in to how you can be your own mother and how you then give yourself what you didn't receive or perhaps what you didn't even know you needed. You give that to yourself. So I feel that so strongly with this Cancer new moon on July 15th and 16th. It's very feminine, very nurturing, very loving, and very healing. Very healing. The other part of this upcoming new moon is how it will be squaring Uranus in Aries, and that is going to give you, a burst of rebellion, perhaps, a burst of independence, a freedom, a sense of, okay, I'm done with this. I'm done with that. That's not who I am anymore. I don't want to carry that. I don't want that in my self-identity or self-understanding. So that's another strong signature here of this upcoming Cancer new moon. Then let's go forward here to the end of the month with our third lunation. It's the Aquarius full moon on July 31st. And this is when the moon is in Aquarius. It's going to be at 7 degrees, and it's going to be opposing the sun at 7 degrees of Leo. And with this full moon, there's a lot of fire in the air. There's a lot of fire, a lot of movement, a lot of energy and inspiration and creativity and let's go, let's go, let's go. And we've been dealing with fire energy a lot this year. And so this full moon is this balance point between what you've been creating and tapping into and how you share it with others, how you put it out there, how you connect with other people from this place of personal creativity, how you collaborate. It'll definitely connect with soul tribe energy. And there's a connection in this full moon about fearlessness, about I really want to shine, I really want to share this, I really want to offer this to other people because I believe in it and I want it to help others. This Aquarius full moon on July 31st is really spicy, energetic, alive. It has a lot of strong energy. So it's the time of the summer when, again, you want to make time to play. You want to make time to enjoy the season, to enjoy what's going on. And also to look at, you know, the people you bring into your life and how you connect with them. So this is at the end of July, again, July 31st, and there's a lot happening at the end of July. So let me give you a quick rundown of what's coming later on in the month. So we currently have some outer planets that are in retrograde. And most people know about Mercury retrograde and what that means. But when we have outer planets in retrograde, that is also really significant. Right now, we have Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto all retrograde. All retrograde. This means that each of these planets is working with us internally. And because of that, you could feel that you need your inner world more right now. It's a sense that you perhaps want to have more times alone. Maybe you're craving a little bit more of that solitude or reflection. You're turning inward for more answers. You're listening a lot more. You feel, oh, I really need to be meditating more, or I need to go to yoga more. I mean, these energies are all about coming into your internal world and trusting what's in you more. And we know this. I mean, all of us who are, you know, all of us who have been on this path for a long time, you know this is the ongoing theme of trusting yourself, listening, following your guidance, you know, having faith, trusting what shows up for you, but also tapping into your inner power more. And that's what the Pluto retrograde is connecting us with, is this ability to look at what you've learned in the past 3 years around power, power dynamics, and what has your experience been with power dynamics? And have you given away your power? Have you claimed your power? Have you made more powerful choices? And, you know, power looks different in different situations, in different relationships within each of us. So it's quite personal. But Pluto retrograde is giving us these opportunities to learn more about the power dynamics. And Pluto is going to be retrograde until September 25th. So we have a few more months that we're in this review phase of what power is, how we're owning it for ourselves, and how we're learning from it, how we're transforming from it. There's a no going back quality here. There's the sense that you are different in the deepest levels of your being. Then we also have Neptune retrograde, which is, again, encouraging us to turn inward for answers. This is the energy of more quiet time, solitude, reflection, listening, trusting. Whenever I talk about Neptune retrograde, I want to whisper. I feel like we have to whisper because it has that quietness. It's very soothing and gentle. Then we also have Saturn retrograde right now. And this is a biggie because Saturn has gone back into Scorpio, which is the intense, deepest parts of our psyche. Again, it relates to power. It relates to what happens in our unconscious. Relates to our shadow energy. It also relates to what we really truly need in the deepest levels of our being. And we're reviewing territory that Saturn covered back last year. And so that's where you could feel something's coming up again for you to look at. or that issue, that one issue is here again. It's a visitor on your front door that you can't ignore. And so Saturn is retrograde, giving us opportunities to look at this lesson, this concept, this topic, this one thing, one more time. And then we also have two more planets that are going to be going retrograde the end of July. Uranus in Aries. Now, Uranus is a firework. It's sparkly. It's brilliant. It's a rebel, independence. And it's been traveling through some new territory in Aries lately that has been, I see it as, I mean this in the best possible way, but it's almost like electric shocks in our system. They do this with acupuncture, electrical acupuncture, where they add a little bit of jolt to the needles, which really helps. In fact, I have a family member who had a sore shoulder and couldn't lift, couldn't raise his arm higher than his shoulder, and it was so painful, and it's the kind of pain that was jolting through him up his neck, just really affecting mobility and anything that he could do. I mean, it was just, he couldn't, think of all the things you do throughout the day that you need to lift your arm because it's connected to your shoulder. Well, he went to an acupuncturist, and he had the electrical shocks done. And it's like it shocked the muscle just enough that it moved the pain away. It moved the pain through. And he felt better, just like that, just in a snap. And that's what I think of when I think of this Uranus in Aries. It's like it jolts you forward. It has the ability to jolt you into more of yourself. And it happens just like that. It's that brilliant spark from the universe, or that brilliant insight, or that sudden understanding. It's also that breakdown that leads to a breakthrough. And so this energy is working with all of us to really get us into further alignment with our unique energy and our soul purpose. And so when Uranus is going to turn retrograde on July 26th, that is about, okay, coming back to center and looking at what has changed for you internally. It's looking at all this stuff that's been going on out in the world, what you've been doing, what you've been feeling, what you've been sensing, what has felt right for you, all the ways you've changed, and bringing that back into center to review it and say, yes, this is me. Yes, this is right. Yes, I want this. So that retrograde begins the end of July, and then we also have Venus turning retrograde. And I've spoke about this before. Venus retrograde happens once every 18 months. The last time Venus was retrograde was the beginning of 2013, so a year and a half ago. And when Venus goes retrograde, we look at what we value. We look at what's important to us. We look at relationships. Is this relationship supporting me? Is this really based on what I need and who I am now? How am I working with money? How are my finances going? Do I need to make some new choices, new decisions? We can have people from past relationships show up. They come back around during Venus retrograde. And we look at that relationship, or we look at, you know, how have I grown because of this relationship? What have I learned about myself? How have I loved myself more because of what I learned with this relationship? But yes, past lovers can show up, people reconnect, even old friends can come around with Venus retrograde. So that begins the end of July, specifically July 25th, Venus goes retrograde. She's retrograde throughout the whole month of August and into September. And then she turns direct September 6th. So she's reviewing what's important to our heart, how we are honoring ourselves, because she goes retrograde in Leo, our personal expression, our pride, our confidence, our ability to stand strong in who we are, to love our creative gifts, and to make sure we have others in our lives who support us from that place too. Venus retrograde, it's interesting because with any retrograde, you may want to wait. You're in review mode. So if someone comes around or you start dating someone new or a new relationship shows up, it's good to just wait. You know, feel it out. Give it some time. Don't rush. Any retrograde planet is about the RE words, which is reprioritize, reconsider, reevaluate, rethink. And I also like to throw in there, relax, retreat, revitalize, all of those RE words. Money, the other thing I suggest during the Venus retrograde is to be very mindful of your money. It's not a good time to spend a lot. That's because Venus is associated with finances and what we purchase, what we value. And so throughout August, try and hold back on any of those big decisions or big purchases. So what I'm getting at here is that by the end of July, we're going to have five planets in retrograde. Saturn actually is going to turn direct at the beginning of August. So as we enter August, we'll have four planets in retrograde. But this is significant because it means that we're really meant to go inward more, to tap into our inner selves more. And I feel it as a little bit of a quieter energy that, you know, even if it feels that you're busy and that things are going on, you're going to want to retreat and pull inward. It could be that even August feels like you really want to be on vacation more, that you really just want to tune out more. So if you can plan that into your life, even on the weekends, just, you know, maybe have fewer commitments throughout the month of August, that could be right for you. It's usually a big time for summer vacations, you know, stuff with the kids, maybe family reunions. You know, a lot of stuff can happen in August, and including weddings. You know, it's usually that time when we're out and we're really connecting with more people. But if you can just perhaps put it in your expectations to retreat more this August, it's going to be beautifully supported. And there's also a strong theme here of joy, of creativity, of tuning into more of these parts of yourself that perhaps you felt too busy to dedicate any time to. So make summer fun. Make playtime part of your agenda. And how can you add those to your practice? Do you need to just go to a beach and play in the sand, or take an art class, take a painting class, writing? Do you want to devote more time to writing? Any of these creative pursuits are really supported this summer. And it also feels like it's a good reminder of how you can connect with your truth and how you can love yourself more. Because, you know, we get so busy in our external lives, but then I think on a spiritual level, we get really busy with our healing work. And we get really busy looking at, oh, I need to work on this, or this is coming up for me, or, you know, we actually become quite diligent in on our spiritual path. You know, we become more conscious of what we're here to heal and work on or release, and we can forget to have fun. And so this summer, make time for the fun. Make time for these parts of yourself that also need expression. You know, are you remembering to tap into what makes you feel playful? You know, where is your inner child these days? So that's one of the themes of the next 2 months, July and August. It's really making time for you and to understand that you've come so far, especially in recent years. And so put that out there somehow. You know, share that. Make that a part of your connection to other people. July is such a, I always feel it's a beautiful month. I always think of it as a rainbow. just the energy of a rainbow comes to mind when I think of July. You know, probably because it's also a bridge between the first half of the year and the second half of the year. And we can look at a rainbow as a bridge. It also coincides beautifully with some of the recent developments here in the U.S. about gay marriage and that it's now legal in all 50 states. And it's important to note that, you know, gay marriage has been legal in Canada since 2005. It's something that has been also validated in Ireland and other countries. So it's like there's this global expansion of love, and what does love look like, and what does love mean these days, and how do we define love? And that's all very much connected with the astrology of right now. So it's quite fascinating how these developments show up. July, like I said, I see this rainbow, beautiful, very much from the heart chakra activations. Looking at your inner world and how you're listening to your feelings and emotions as messengers, messengers of wisdom, messengers of your truth right now, messengers of what you need right now, and how you can honor that and love that in yourself. So it is a time, too, of these, looking at these ways that we're growing, you know, that you're growing on your soul purpose and you're growing on your path, but you're also expanding your energy field. And I see it as we're growing. Our orbs, our personal energy orbs, are getting bigger. And they're expanding out more into the world. And we are moving them out intentionally based on the newness of who you are now. And so it's expanding out with these bigger orbs of light. And it's really quite beautiful because I also see these bigger orbs of light expanding out and, you know, touching each other. You know, we're touching each other in new ways. We're touching each other from these places of new light. You know, rubbing up against each other from these really alive, sincere, beautiful energies. And that's part of what July is bringing us, an expansion of our own light and our ability to connect with each other from these places. So I'm going to leave you with that final image as I end this show, and I look forward to connecting with you next week as we talk about new spiritual boundaries. Thank you for following along, and make sure and sign up for my newsletter, my email newsletter, because you can also download a free 44-page book that is designed to support your light. I wish you a beautiful week ahead, my friend, and thank you for being here. I will see you next week. Until then, namaste. I waited all my life, I could tell it's time. Drifting away, I'm one with the sunset. I have become alive.
Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment.